Avast ye swabs, 'tis time for episode 39 of the Mad Music Podcast. A half hour of mad music and silly stuff brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy music website. I be your guest host, Dave Auju, filling in for Stavro Argolis while he's busy working on some new Mad Music shows. So I'm here today to play some demented Creative Commons and podcast-friendly songs that you may or may not have heard before. Our show is called Please Adjust the Nut on the End of the Steering Wheel and features songs about crazy cars and demented drivers. So let's get this show started with a couple of songs about parking spaces.
Job in LA, and I don't wanna be late, 'cause today I get paid, so I hit the freeway in my primal grade. Korean made hot Chevrolet, it's called a Geo. Then an hour I waste, 'cause there's no parking space within a mile of the place where I am going in the subway. Today, LA, let me out of my car. I need somewhere to park so I can get to work before dark. It's asking a lot, but do I got a shot at one parking spot? My way, then I gotta pay if I wanted to stay where I put it, 'cause they say they may tow it away at owner's expense, so I can meet the demands, take my life in my hands, park the car in gangland, and leave it someplace where it could be attacked, whacked, ransacked, and more compact if I ever get it back. Let me out of my car, I think I see a nice spot over there. Nope, it's handicapped. I can't disregard the blue wheelchair, it's asking a lot. Do I got a shot at one damn parking spot? A paper tag's a title, they won't even let me idle. This town is one big parking lot, so why can't I find one damn parking spot? I love Loretta, oh, I'd love to meet her, just so I could beat her with an all-day L.A. tow-away parking meter. Damn, let me out of my car before I need a new calendar. Gotta make way for the street cleaner. They clean it a lot. My God, it's a plot. Take my parking spot. I need a parking spot. Oh, 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 oh. Just one parking spot. Come on!
And a look comes across my face, trying to remember just where is my parking space. I'm from out of town, you see, and I'm gonna flip my wig, 'cause I cannot remember where I parked my rental rig. My mind is full of curses, I stumble through the verses. As I come to the chorus, I still can't find my Taurus. Where's my car?
My stupid car!
Cars far, far, far away are talking far.
Like Uber far!
Can't get there from here, no way. It's super duper crazy far, but it's not over by the bar. I mean, it's far, far, far. If there's some doubt, let's do each other.
Where is my car?
I wander the parking lot and I hope it doesn't rain. Can't afford to miss my flight on the evening plane, and I feel like an idiot about to go insane. But that's what happens to me when I misplace my brain. I click the panic button, but I ain't hearing nothing. Not a peep out of my rental, so I wander like a yentl.
My stupid car!
My car is far, far, far away. We're talking far.
Like Uber far!
Can't get there from here, no way. It's super duper crazy far, but it's not over by the bar. I mean, it's far, far, far. If there's some doubt, then give me shout.
Where is my car?
Far too lost to explain in any concise ways. I just keep wandering further along in a day. some technical assistance, and the rental car company won't offer much resistance. But I may have to show hours and hours of persistence and wander aimlessly regardless of the distance. Where's my car?
My stupid car!
My car is far, far, far away. We're talking far.
Like Uber far!
Can't get there from here, no way. It's super duper crazy far, but it's not over by the bar. I mean, it's far, far, far. If there's some doubt, listen to me shout.
Where is my car?
Dude! Where's my car? I just want to get a glimpse of it. It's got my stuff.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Want a girlfriend with a car. I want a girlfriend with a car. I want a girlfriend with a car. Well, she can drive me with a real bar. Well, I don't care if she's pretty. Gosh, I hope she's pretty. But even if she's not pretty, she just gotta drive me from city to city. Well, hey, you know, if she's got money, well, if she's got money, I'm trying to tell her jokes.
see her coming, better duck around the corner. Cause if sugar daddy sees you, you're gonna be a goner. Those red, red lips and eyes like a cat. It makes it hard to turn down a ride like that.
Just heard Barry and the Bookbinders, Learn How to Drive, from their Triumphs and Tragedies, Hits and Misses, from 1982 to 2002 CD. Before them, we heard Alex Whitmore and his Baby Drives a Cadillac, from the 2005 Eclectics CD. Before Alex, we had the G. Wildens, I Want a Girlfriend with a Car, from the 2006 Art Paul Schlosser The Tribute CD. We started the set with Steve Goody and I Need a Parking Spot from his 2007 Welcome to Stupid Country CD. He was followed by Jordy Keat with Car from 2009. Up next, a fairly new feature to the podcast, introduced by our very own Stavro Argolis.
And now, Old Fart Corner, a musical trip back to the good old days. Ha-cha! 23 Skidoo! Hi!
In my driverless car, Power Salad, Marianne's record.
Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm in a car, but I'm not driving. The car is driving by itself. Yes, it is. I'm not conniving. It's the latest thing from Google. Let the future now begin. A car that drives all by itself. And hey, boys, I'm locked in. Most wondrous thing you've ever known. It's my driverless car. I'm talking through a megaphone. In my driverless car, I'm shouting to the passersby. They stop and gasp, oh me, oh my. I hope to God they hear my cry. In my driverless car. I'm talking through a megaphone, so the car can't read my lips. 'Cause my auto has imprisoned me on a never-ending trip. It knows just what I'm thinking and demands that I behave. 'Cause just like Stephen Hawking feared, now I've become its slave. My smart car's gotten way too smart. Beware my driverless car. It has no soul, it has no heart. Oh, fear the driverless car. Google wanted cars like Pixar cars, like Vader and Lightning McQueen. But Bodio, no, they turned out more like Stephen King's Christine.
Dateline, Mountain View, California. What would Google think of next? Hopefully a way to stop these sentient smart cars from enslaving the world's population. These self-aware sedans have staged a little loose coup d'etat. And like it or not, we're going along for the ride.
Not worried about my safety. It keeps me in good health. 'Cause my car is gonna need me till it learns to wax itself. I'm trapped inside my Oldsmobile in my driverless car. Old French fries are my only meal in my driverless car. Caged like a rat, bo-do-do-do. The car tells me where I can go. Stephen Hawking says,
I told you so.
In my driverless car. In my driverless.
In my driverless.
In my driverless car.
Thanks, Stavro. Well, that was my belated April Fool's joke for you. We just heard Power Salad featuring Arthur's Prior Band in My Driverless Car from last year's The Fump Volume 52. So that really wasn't a song off an old 78 RPM record. It just sounded like one. Up next, more silly songs about crazy cars and their demented drivers.
I drive a car, I feel like sexy. My blood gets hot, my head gets high. I work so long, my heart breaks heavy. The Friday come, the week go by.
I leave work early, early, and I go to town. I meet my girly, girly when the sun goes down. My heart goes swirly, whirly, make my head spin round. The lights in the mirror, the stars.
I just drive. I just drive. Just drive.
nice. So style and fancy. So softly smooth. So big and round. In curve or straight. I drive like danger. My headlight off. My window down.
Girl, say crazy, crazy, why you drive so fast? I steer like lazy, lazy, like I've been too fast. You rode your hazy, mazy, make a tree go past. Forever and ever we go.
I just drive. I just drive.
Ricky, you gotta save a little. all of your money. You can't spend it all like this. Are you listening to me?
I was a pop sensation. Big hits and my name in lights. But when I kissed a boy in that gas station, I lost the movie rights. Girls would tear their clothes off and they dance for me backstage. But now they pass me on the street and they offer me some change.
'Cause I suffer from the mange.
I'm on my way out. I live in a green Toyota. I can't go further down.
I'm sleeping with Abe Vigoda.
With cash flow in the red,
I didn't save one iota.
The money has run out.
So I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota.
Hey, you want to get this piece of crap off my lawn?
You don't talk to me like
don't
that.
Don't tell me I'm tough. Move your damn car.
I'm a big, big star. And you shut up.
Woke up in New York City behind a cheap hotel. Where's my house? Where's my money? I had to strip to pay my agent's bill.
I haven't seen clean water since last week on Saturday. And once you've had a whiff of me, you'll never be the same. And Menudo is to blame. I'm on my way out.
I can't afford diet soda.
I can't go further down.
I'm moving to South Dakota.
With cash flow in the red.
I've been begging with Ray Liotta.
The money has run out.
So I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota.
Hello, Mama. I need some money, please.
I have no place to go and nothing to eat. Por favor, Mama.
Girls used to rip my clothes off and go down on me backstage. But now they see me on the street and stare like I'm in a cage. Oh, someone get me minimum wage.
Come on.
I'm on my way out.
I'm beginning to look like Yoda.
I can't go further down.
I'm a Latin Quasimodo.
With cash flow in the red.
My skin is almond roca.
The money has run out.
So I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota. I live in a green Toyota.
You're my manager. Get me a job.
Ricky, I want to help you, but what can you do?
I can sing.
No, Ricky, it's me. What can you really do? Can you type?
No, I cannot type, but I could babysit your children.
All right, that's it. Get out of my office.
The little boys are so cute.
Oh, get out.
Muchachos, meninos.
You won't start. You won't start. Maybe it's the tranny. I changed the wipers.
They're among the greatest threats to a strong United States economy. And every day, they are out on America's roads, surrounding you, surrounding your neighbors. They are safe drivers. Safe drivers get into fewer accidents, thus requiring fewer trips to the auto repair shop. And in turn, they have lower insurance rates. Simply put, safe drivers are not doing their part to boost the economy. They are the biggest threat to your well-being. They obey the speed limit. They stop when the light turns red. They stop for school buses. And when they do so, they cost you precious time, especially when you have to get to that critical business meeting or that oh-so-important social gathering. Well, it's time you take your roads back. When you see a safe driver, report them right away. When you're talking on your cell phone, you spot a safe driver, don't pull over. Just keep talking and call for help. If you're using a laptop computer, even better. Email the proper authorities. No, don't stop your car. For your own protection, just keep driving as you type. And if you're putting on makeup or reading a newspaper, you've got the tools to write down that safe driver's license plate number and turn them in. Be sure to look out for the most obvious sign of a safe driver. They use their turn signals. Safe drivers, they're a scourge to your convenience and the U.S. economy. Safe drivers know the threat.
We just heard A Cast of Thousands with Safe Drivers. Before them, we had Steve Goody with I Live in a Green Toyota from his 2003 Extra Extra CD. Robert Lund gave us My Minivan's Busted from his 2005 Working the Glory CD. And we started the set with Jonathan Colton's Drive from his 2005 Thing a Week 1 CD. I hope you've enjoyed our little show today about crazy cars and their demented drivers. So until next time, this is Dave Ajoux reminding you to visit us at madmusic.com, where you can find out all sorts of information about the songs and artists that were played on the show today. If you like what you heard, why not follow us on Facebook or join us at madmusic.com. Members get even more features like access to past shows, forums, videos, song lyrics, and they get their very own blog page. Membership is always free, so please check it out. This show is copyright 2016 by Mad Music Productions, LLC. All rights reserved.
In my day, Yoda was a puppet.